You're now listening to Life as Christian podcast, and I am your host, Charlotte Rutherford. Life as Christian is a safe space for believers and followers of Christ to share their experiences. Here on this podcast, we will be discussing our own personal struggles with walking in faith. We will also be sharing with you some practical tips on how to overcome these challenges. Let's get into today's show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Life as Christian Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. So on today's episode, it's going to be a solo episode, so you'll be spending some time with just me. I hope that's okay. But anyways, today I want to spend some time in a space of gratitude. On Life as Christian, we've been talking about our struggles and our victories and how we have been able to overcome them, all my guests and myself included. However, Life as Christian is also living in a space of gratitude. So today I just want to take some time just to express gratitude. I just want to say thank you to all my past guests that has been on. I want to say thank you to all the guests that have said yes, even without me giving them a full detail of what Life as Christian is. I want to say thank you for believing in the vision. I want to say thank you to all my guests that have also come back to me with a date and a time, the ones that have said yes, that I felt like I didn't have to chase, because I'm still finding that balance in between following up. I know follow up is important and follow up is okay, but I also don't want to feel like I'm begging people, if that makes sense, to be a guest on my podcast. So I'm still trying to find that balance in how I follow up and when I follow up. I mean, there's been people that have said yes and you're like, okay, yeah, I'll get back to you. And they never do. And I don't follow up, but I'm just like, okay, yeah, whatever. There's also been people that I do follow up on and, you know, they give me a time or they'll say to me, oh, you know, I'll get back to you on a time. And then I'm just like, yeah, okay. So I just want to say a special thank you to all the people that have said yes and that you have just given me a date and a time, you know, whether it's right away or when I have followed up with you. So I just want to say thank you. I so appreciate you all and I just love you all. I also want to say a special thank you to all the people that have approached me and say, you know, yes, I can do your podcast or I want to be featured on your podcast. I just want to say thank you. I'm just so thankful that God has blessed me and given me this opportunity to be able to minister to people in such a way like this. I'm just so thankful that He has trusted me with a platform like this. And I want to say thank you all for trusting me with your testimonies, because I mean, ultimately, I'm the editor. I'm the rookie editor. So I just want to say thank you for trusting me. And I'm just so thankful. And I just so appreciate you all. I also want to say a special thank you to my daughter that came on last week and just made me feel like such a proud mom. It made me feel like I'm doing something right. You know, she came on and she didn't know what I was going to ask her. She came on and she answered the questions like a champ. So I just want to say thank you, my muffin. Like, I just so appreciate you. I just so love you. And, you know, all my guests that do come on to Life as Christian, typically they know the flow because I tell them the questions and I tell them, you know, the flow of the conversation. I also give them a little pep talk when they come on. So they all have that. But she came on and she did not know what I was going to ask her. And I'm just so thankful. Like, I'm just so happy. To all my listeners that listen week after week after week, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for letting me know that you're listening, because that encourages me. Thank you to the listeners that are listening in places that I didn't even know existed. I just want to say thank you. You know, and I know you're listening because I see the stats. So I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back. Thank you. I thank you that you have been blessed. I thank you that the Holy Spirit has led you towards listening to this podcast. Like, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you and just you spending that time out of your day to listen, to spend that time. Thank you so much. So what I do want to say is, this past week, I was driving to work and just, you know, I'm always listening to music. If you followed me for a while, you know that I just love music. So I'm always listening to music. So on one of my commutes to work, I was listening to a song that I've heard numerous times before. And the songwriter said, "Because the God of the mountain is the God of the valley." And for whatever reason, in that moment, that line just left me feeling so emotional. I mean, I know this. I've heard the song before, but for whatever reason, in that moment, it just made me stop to think, because oftentimes we forget that the God of the mountain is the same God that's with you in the valley. We like to thank God, and we like to rejoice, and we like to express gratitude, and, you know, just be all happy and joyful when we're on the mountain, when we're experiencing victories, when we're experiencing win. But oftentimes when we face rejection, when we experience failures, when we experience setbacks, we forget that's the same God that's a keeper in the valley. He's the same God that's preserving you in that moment, in your valley season. But a lot of times we forget that, myself included. You know, we just like to celebrate the wins and forget that God is still with us. He does allow failure. He does this. If we look at the story of Job for a moment, the Bible says Job was blameless and upright in the sight of God. Not one of us living on this earth is blameless and upright in the sight of God. That's why he had to send his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, right? So when we look at Job for a moment, Job experienced hardship. Job experienced suffering. Job experienced oppression. Job experienced sickness. Job experienced loss. He experienced so much, but not once did he open his mouth and curse God. The people that were close to him and that were around him, they said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" And he didn't do that. Job remembered that the God that gave him all the wins, because Job was well off, Job was wealthy. And he remembered that the God that gave him all the victories is the same God that's with him while he's experiencing failures, while he's experiencing illness. He remembered that God is still Jehovah Jireh. He remembered that God is still Jehovah Rapha. He remembered that God, he is still Jehovah Eliashib. He is the God that restores. So what I want to encourage you today is to remember that it doesn't matter what it is that you're experiencing right now. It doesn't matter what failure you're experiencing, what season of rejection, what season of illness, what season of depression, of isolation. It doesn't matter what season you're in and what you're experiencing. Remember that God, he is the same God that was with you before you began to experience this pain, this hurt. He's the same God that was with you before, and he's the same God that is with you right now, and he's the same God that will take you through, that will give you that testimony. So while you're in this moment, I just want to encourage you to stop and to think and just to say thank you, because there are small wins, there are small victories, there are small things to be thankful for in that moment, regardless of how you feel. This past week, I found myself reflecting, and I'm a big overthinker, and sometimes when I overthink, I'm very hard on myself, and I'm very critical of myself at times. And this also sometimes affects, you know, my mental well-being, because I'm just like, you know, well, God, how comes? And, you know, so I found myself in a place where I was like, you know, God, I don't understand, which is okay to not understand sometimes. And I was just like, you know, God, I don't understand, like, you know, why didn't this happen this way, or why is this not happening? You know, so I just kind of found myself at that place. And at one point in time, I used to allow myself to spiral into that place. But now I'm able to recognize and just put a stop to it, right? The Bible says, think upon things that are pure and true and holy and righteous, right? So I'm able to now stop myself from going down the spiral and just going down this dark place. So in that moment, I just stopped and I just started reflecting and thanking God for all the things that he did for me while I'm still waiting, right? Because patience, the Bible says, those that can endure. And while we are enduring in that season of enduring, we have to be able to thank God. We have to be able to stop, reflect, look at all the things that He has done for us. Maybe not just for us, but even for our loved ones and the people that are around us, right? Because the Bible didn't tell us that life is going to be easy. He didn't tell us that the weapons wouldn't form. In Isaiah 54, it says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." The weapons will form, but the Word of God tells us that these weapons, they will not prosper. So we just have to be able to stop and thank God. Thank God for the victories. Thank God for the wins. Thank God for the failures. Because in your failures and in your valley moments, there's lessons to be learned, right? So we just have to stop and ask God, okay, God, why am I here? What it is that I need to learn? What it is that I need to do? Who do I need to encourage with my story, with my testimony? So I just want to encourage you today to just stop. It doesn't matter what you're going through right now, just stop and take a moment and just thank God, because He's still God, because the God of the mountain, He's the God of the valley. So just stop and thank God. Thank God for what He has done. Thank Him for life. If you don't know what to thank Him for the air that you're breathing. I went on a walk a couple weeks ago, and I was just outside, and I just found myself in a place of gratitude. Oftentimes, we're just so busy on the go where we forget to experience our environment around us. And I was on this walk, and it was intentional that I went on this walk. I just wanted to have a moment of stillness. I just wanted to be outside. And I went outside and I was walking, and I just found myself thanking God for things as simple as the air that I'm feeling on my face. I was thanking Him that my nervous system, it works, and that I can actually experience the wind, the breeze, the everything that is blowing. I was able to experience the heat from the sun on my skin. So my sensory perceptions, they work. So I mean, there's so much to be thankful for. The simple things that we take for granted. I was walking and I was like, thank God that my joints, they work. My knees, they work. I can walk. I'm outside. I'm not walking with a gait aid. I am just walking independently in my right mind. I mean, so it doesn't matter what it is that you're going through. There's so much to be thankful for. So I just want you to take a moment and remember that God, He's with you. He knows you by name. He knows you by name, and He's a keeper. He's a faithful God. He's an unwavering God. Even when we waver with our trust in Him, He's unwavering in His promises towards us. So I just want to encourage you today, just take a moment and just reflect on who God is, what He has done for you, where He has brought you from, and where He will take you to. Because He is a God that elevates. He's a faithful God. So I just want to encourage you, trust God, just thank Him. And thank you all for listening. What you don't know is I'm actually attempting to record this as a video podcast as well. So I just want to thank God that this video is going to come out and the editing is going to come out and it's all going to be okay. I mean, since I've started Life as Christian, I've had several people say to me that, you know, I would love if you can do it as a video because I would rather watch who I'm listening to. So what a lot of people don't know is the episode that I did with my friend Shannon on her perception of marriage, that was actually recorded as a video episode, but the editing was just like, yeah, it wasn't so much. I was just like, can't. It was just so much in the sense that the platform that I was using, it gave me the video in two clips. And I just felt really overwhelmed in that season. I had so much going on with work and just, you know, personal life that I just felt like I could not put the effort and the brain power into learning how to edit it. So I'm using a new platform right now, and I'm just hoping that the editing will be so much easier that I can actually publish video podcasts as well as audio podcasts. I do have some guests coming on that has agreed to video. So I'm super excited for this. So if you're watching me right now, thank you so much for watching. If you're new to my channel, welcome. If you are a subscriber, thank you for coming back. Thank you for subscribing and thank you for watching this content and spending this time with me. It's also graduation season, so I do want to say congratulations to all the graduates, to the class of 2022, whether or not I know you personally, or, you know, I've just seen you on social media, or you may be somebody that may come across my content. Congratulations to you. It doesn't matter what level it is that you're graduating from in this season. I know some people are graduating from elementary school, from kindergarten, from high school, from colleges and university. Congratulations to you. It took hard work and determination for you to be able to get to that place. I've gone through several levels of the education system, so I understand. And so just congratulations to you. I just love to see it. It just makes me feel so excited just to see all the graduation celebrations. Like just congratulations to you. And I pray that God will continue to bless you. He will continue to keep you, and He will continue to make His face shine upon you and preserve you in this next chapter of your life. So congratulations to you and be blessed. And to all the listeners, thank you. To all the viewers, thank you. To all the listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that you were blessed. Until next time, be encouraged, be inspired, and be blessed.